Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Seems like every time you turn the TV set on now, especially even watching like CNN the other day where they even changed the logo to green, everybody's talking about going green.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about, you know, the crap you wear like you wear.
Right.
I'm talking about the actual, you know, trying to save the environment through what we drive, what we eat, where we live, you know, the energy we use, recycling.
Right. Well, you have the new light bulbs that you put in, right? Didn't you put
I put in those Curly-Q light bulbs. You can't see anything, but I'm saving energy. So it's working out.
That's good.
All right, folks, we have a couple of people in here to talk about a huge conference that's going on at UCLA. Tom Fiegel is with us, also Karen Solomon. Nice to see both of you.
Thank you.
Look at you guys with the green. Now, Tom Fiegel, you may not know the name, but you certainly know what he has done over the last couple of months. He was the chief of staff of Live Earth, and with Al Gore, put together 9 live concerts around the globe. And I can't imagine doing anything more difficult than that.
Well, 9 live concerts on 7 continents.
Is that right?
With 150 artists and about 10,000 friends of Live Earth shows. So people got together and watched the show together around the world.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And you worked with Al Gore every day, huh?
I worked with Al Gore most days.
Well, I want to say that Tom, I mean, of all the people that could have been involved in putting together, Tipper and I have seen in Tom perseverance and great commitment to our cause, and I want to thank you.
Pash.
Nice to see you.
So this was the, was it 4th of July? Forgive me. Was it 4th of July weekend, wasn't it?
It was 7-7-07.
Right around the 4th of July, I remember.
Yeah, because that 4th of July, I think it was a Wednesday. It was that following weekend.
Right, right.
And a huge deal, and all that money went to charities or went to, you know, people who are involved in trying to save the environment. Is that right?
That's right. It went to the Alliance for Climate Protection, which is a consortium of over 40 nonprofits that have come together to really centralize their message around climate change because they all have different perspectives on what the problem or the solution might be. So it's best to bring them together to unite them in their messaging.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Karen Solomon is with us. She's the event coordinator. And we just got an email from CBS Radio today talking about how we've got to recycle. I mean, everything down to, you know, staples, where staples should go, paper clips. I mean, it's become a real pain in the ass. But it really, I guess, there's a reason behind it, right?
Oh, absolutely. But you'll have to hire Tom because he has a company that takes care of that brand new
Is that
job.
Right?
We can help you with that. We can help you reduce your waste and increase your profits so that it may actually help your bonus at the end of the year.
Right.
Help you feel better.
Wait, you do it for businesses? You do it for private homes as well?
We do that for private homes. We do that for businesses as well. So
I'd be interested in that because I just went from – we used to have the 60-watt light bulbs like they have here in the station.
Right. These are bad, right?
These are not the best light bulbs.
Okay.
No, they're quite hot, and most of the energy
–
that is being generated by these bulbs is the heat, not the light.
Okay. I know. It's hotter than hell. I mean, it's like being at the IHOP in one of those, in the kitchen.
In the schwitzing section.
But I recently took out all my light bulbs and I put in those fluorescent deals.
Compact fluorescent bulbs.
The lead in them or the mercury or whatever it is.
Right.
And, as long as my kid doesn't eat them, I guess we're okay. But I saved the first month $300. On my electric bill.
You've got a very big house.
No, I got a very small house, but I got a lot of lights.
A lot of lights.
Yeah, because we're up all night too, so the lights are on all the time. But it truly is amazing what you can do. You know, and I'm not the biggest environmental guy on the planet.
No, I mean you should. No, Tim is not the. No, I mean.
But I did my share. You know, there's a lot of guys that don't do their share. But I went out there.
What are you looking at me for?
Well, you haven't changed your light bulbs.
No, look, you
run that air conditioning all day.
Oh.
You use more energy than probably anybody on the planet.
Oh, but I always vote for candidates who are environmentally conscious.
I know. Yeah, but you drive your SUV alone
to
vote for.
I got rid of my SUV, and also I'm a single person, so I always
here's the theory. He's a single person, so he can do what he wants because he doesn't have kids or a wife.
That's what I always think. You know, I'm not populating the planet with consumers of energy and people who are going to pollute.
Yeah, but he's running 1,500 feet or 2,000 feet of house in the valley with one guy and all that air conditioning, and you keep it at like 50 degrees.
Get out of here.
You should be ashamed of yourself. call yourself a Democrat.
The air is 50 degrees, and I bet the water is about 105.
That's right. Now, Tom, what is the solar panels? I mean, I would imagine in a couple of decades, or Karen, you can answer this if you would mm-hmm. like, that there's going to be these solar panels which people will put on their roof, right? I mean, isn't that the idea to totally transform? It totally transforms the way your home energizes itself, right?
Well, of course, they're already doing that. And there's massive amounts of investment going into this industry right now. And one of the key differences between where we are now and even where we were maybe 2 years ago is the focus of industry on creating profits from sustainable and renewable energy sources as opposed to the environment 1.0, as we might call it, in the 70s and 80s and even early 90s, when businesses and nonprofits were kind of at odds, where mm-hmm. you could either be for the economy or for the ecology.
But they never mixed.
Well, they didn't mix very well.
Now they do.
They didn't mix very well.
Right.
And now I think that with the bellwether companies like Walmart and GE, and now even Hank Paulson, the Secretary of Treasury, is well known for being a big supporter of the sustainability movement.
Yeah, see, like there are probably a lot of guys like me. Like I'm not, and no offense, gang, but I'm not the biggest believer in global warming that's caused by man. But I don't want to take a chance that, you know, it might be caused by us, so I went with the light bulbs and, you know, trying to reduce the energy. But I still think there's some question out there.
Well,
in front of you guys, I might look like the biggest a-hole on the planet. But I think it's warming. I just don't know how much mankind has to do with it. Right. But again, I'm not going to take a chance, so I'm going to try to do what I can.
You're like the economist.
Yes,
Tommy. Why wait to get insurance until your house is already on fire?
That's exactly right. I got earthquake insurance. I got green insurance. I got everything.
Now, and that is kind of where the debate hinges, right, with the global warming and the climate changing. I mean, everybody – well, I shouldn't say everybody because it's never everybody. But there seems to be at least a majority of opinion that obviously there is a climate change underway.
The vast majority of scientists. There's no question that the rate at which the world is creating carbon dioxide has grown astronomically. And there's no question that CO2 insulates the planet. And there's no question that when you insulate the planet, you increase the temperature. But there are some people that still have a question as to whether there might be some other cause.
Right.
Very, very, very few of them.
I'm one of those guys. But because, see, I get a little lost when – like when Al Gore is invited to debate somebody on the environment and he always says no. I always wonder why that is.
Actually, I've seen him do quite well in several debates. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's a scheduling problem.
Well,
and when you win the Nobel Prize, you get a little busy.
He's also,
even before that.
He's made an issue of it. I mean, in his public life, he's always been, with the earth and the balance and all
sure.
that.
I know. But listen, if you can win me over, you know, I'm the biggest, a-hole in the valley. And if I'm changing my light bulbs and, you know, watching what I do, then that's, you know. A huge
and it does make a difference. It really does make a difference.
I hope so. If not, I'm going to bring all these light bulbs in and hand them back to you about 10
well,
years.
Well, there's no question
I can't
that
read anything under these lights.
There's no question that those light bulbs actually will save you money over time. So
that's
look,
why I bought them.
Even if you're not saving the planet, your wallet is a little bit fatter.
That's exactly Ooh. Right.
But now
more money to gamble with.
If you're not if you're
but
not
of course you are.
If you're not Tim and you haven't changed the light bulbs in your house,
like you,
like you,
like me.
So can I come over and
Thank
change
you, Karen,
them for you?
Come
hey,
on
by the way, you know how I changed them in my house?
You tell
and
me.
And you know why I changed them?
I
because
know.
I went to Home Depot and on I guess Earth Day they're giving out free light bulbs and they gave me two free light bulbs. Right.
Great idea.
Wow.
So I took them home and I changed two light bulbs. I go, oh, those aren't bad. And, you know, I still can see something. And I changed them all in the house. And then somebody said, you know, there's mercury in those bulbs. And I said, you know what? I don't give a rat's ass what's in them. As long as I can save, you know, $300 or $400 a month.
Right,
you know,
right.
You could have
bullets coming
out of them. Well,
they last 7 times longer than other light bulbs as well. So not only are you saving energy, you're saving money each year that you use them. And you can multiply that savings by 7 times.
All right. So now you will go into businesses and tell people what they can do to save
Absolutely.
Energy.
We do a comprehensive energy audit.
So how do people get a hold of you for that if they're interested?
They go to our website, www.brandneutral.com.
Brand Neutral?
Brandneutral.com.
Okay. Folks, if you have any questions here, Tom Fiegel is with us, the chief of staff of Live Earth. Also, Karen Solomon, the event coordinator for the big green event they're doing at UCLA on November 17th. Opportunity Green, I believe it was called.
Yes, conference, and you can go to opportunitygreen.com on your website and check it out.
Yeah. And so call us here at the radio station. You want to ask some questions maybe on how you can save some money and how you can save the planet from burning up. Maybe we can all do it tonight. Who knows?
Right. I mean, if all of us together, I mean, just tonight we could.
If all of us changed our light bulbs, maybe there'd be some energy at the end.
Tim, to present, you know, it's very rude of you when you are the furthest thing from an environmentalist I've ever met to present me to our special guest here as some sort of, you know, consumption, you know, ogre is really kind of, is really disingenuous.
Well, I mean, to do this. If you're a little uncomfortable with it, maybe you do a little soul searching and not blame me.
Right.
All right. 520-9710.
All I hear about with you are these light bulbs.
And 888-520-9710. It is the Conway Whitman Show. Tom Fiegel and Karen Solomon are with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tom Fiegel is with us. He's the chief of staff of Live Earth, and he operates a company that comes into your company and shows you how to save some energy. For instance, the energy bill at CBS here, I saw it once. I'm not sure how many stations it covers. We spend about $35,000 a month on just electricity here at the station. So he'd come in and show us how to reduce that. And then he gets a piece of that profit.
Yeah, how much, Tom? Basically, I mean, obviously, it's different with every company.
You're introducing everybody, don't you? And then we, Karen's here. Karen Solomon here, who's the event coordinator.
Right.
For the big UCLA event come November 17th. And here's Brian Whitman, everybody.
Thank you, Tim, for the introduction. I appreciate that very much. Very gracious of you. Tom, I was going to ask.
Crazy with this.
I was so rudely interrupted by my partner. The typical company probably overspends. I mean, Tim mentioned $35,000 a month for electricity in our company here. I assume it's different, but there's got to be, 10%, 15%, 20%? These companies can really cut these bills.
Absolutely. Our goal would be north of 30%, sometimes much higher than 30%, depending upon how you can not only use new technology to reduce the amount of energy that you're consuming, but also how you can harness your employees' desire to be part of the solution. We know that 77% of Americans want to be a part of the solution, but they don't really know how. Somehow, because of this issue is so complex, is it tree frogs or is it glaciers? Is it polar bears or is it carbon? People are confused, and we're in the early stages of educating them and helping people understand what you can do at home, at work, in your community. And kids really care about this. So it's a great way for people to come together around making a difference as well.
Well, I think you guys have a big 30%. A big chore in front of you also to try to change the mindset of people like me. For instance, I was in favor of a train that they're trying to put from Los Angeles to Las Vegas, a high-speed bullet train.
I heard
right
about that.
And they're not doing it because it's going to interrupt the migration of the desert tortoise. And those small things like that have a tendency to make people real crazy. You know, there's another one down in Orange County where they're not going to build an office building because there's the blueback fly. It's his last breeding ground. And so little things like that have a tendency to make us believe that all people who are for the environment are lunatics.
Right. Well, as I was saying before, there has been traditionally in what we call Environment 1.0 kind of a conflict between ecology and the economy. But what we're really talking about when we talk about global warming is operating your business and living a life in a carbon-constrained economy where oil is at the highest price it's ever been, $96 or higher today.
Yeah,
you saw what it did to the Dow today.
Oh, yeah.
Down 362 points. So we are all living in a carbon-constrained economy with gas prices nearly $4, with oil at $96. It isn't only about biodiversity, but of course, I believe that that is a very important issue as well.
Well, what are a couple of tips, real quickly? So we got to take a break.
Sure.
Perhaps Karen and Tom, you could both chime in. What are a couple of things you can do at home that can save money immediately?
Well, the number one thing you can do is unplug things and turn them off. We are just trained to believe that there is an infinite amount of electricity. So we leave lights on, we leave the air conditioner on, we turn the heat up. So turn things off. Turn up your thermostat when it's warm. And, you know, put on a sweater when it's cold. The other thing you can do is take a shower with a friend. You know, save water that way. That might be fun.
Water's an important issue, too. I mean, that's...
Absolutely.
I know what we can do.
You have a friend over to shower with Brian?
Maybe you and Jerry can get together? I can put the word out.
You could carpool.
You can go to the conference.
Of course.
Wouldn't
and
you
buy
rather?
Local.
Hey,
buy
Brian.
Local because the amount of travel that your produce has to go, obviously, is creating emissions as they're on trucks.
Right.
So that's why you should go to the farmer's market.
Brian, let me ask you this seriously.
Yes, Tim.
Would you rather the planet burn up and we all die on a planet that's 600 degrees or shower every day with Jerry Wyschowski?
Well, you know, obviously...
Wouldn't you like to see everybody perish?
In the presence of our guest, Tim, I will plead the fifth on that. I would rather not answer that question. I think the larger
issue... You're not doing your job and getting somebody to shower with you.
I think the larger issue is if you can't find somebody to shower with, because isn't that what we're all looking for? Short of that, you can unplug things. You can use less water. I mean, they say, you know, when you're brushing your teeth in the morning, while you've got the brush going in your mouth, turn the water off.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, I know that.
Or brush your
no offense to you guys, but I know that when we walked in, I saw several offices lit up as if people were working in them. And now it's, you know, almost 11 o'clock at night.
Yes,
I don't think anybody's
exactly
working.
Exactly right.
See, I preach it
all the time.
Right. The lights in the parking structure. Right. Well, but that's a safety issue, right?
Of course it is.
Well, but to give the building some credit there, those are on a timer where if somebody doesn't walk into the parking lot every 20 minutes, they will go off.
Right. So. Well, one of the most important things in the design of new buildings is the use of daylight. It's a whole new, you know, the interesting
cool.
thing is if you built buildings like they used to, you wouldn't have to make some of these changes now.
All right. We got to take a break here, but go check out the event. Karen Solomon is the event coordinator, and it's November 17th at UCLA. Can people still go to this?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Are you coming?
No, hell no.
What is your website, Karen, for the event at UCLA?
It's www.opportunitygreen.com, and I know I'll see you there.
I don't want to waste the energy to put my SUV to drive over there. Wouldn't you feel like an idiot driving an SUV to this thing?
Yeah, I think that would probably be.
Don't you have to, like, carpool the guy with the electric car?
But the person you shower with, you know, carpool, you know, shower together, drive places together.
All right, go to the website. Real quickly, what's the website for the event?
www.opportunitygreen.com.
OpportunityGreen.com. And Tom, your website?
It's www.brandneutral.com.
All right, brandneutral.com. And hire Tom to come to your business and save you some money, or perhaps if you got a big mansion in Beverly Hills, you can come out there and save you some dough.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, the two of you. I'd like to see you again.
Thank you.
Awfully pleasant, and it puts a decent face on the environment that we know that they're not all lunatics. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.